Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brave.
Times has someone said to you, if you eat all your carrots, you'll be able to see in the dark? If there were any truth in that, soldiers, sailors, and pilots wouldn't go anywhere without a carrot stuffed in their pocket. Much more useful on the battleground. Our night vision goggles, the electronic eyes that boost weak nighttime vision into something many times more powerful. If you want to fight wars at night or watch wildlife in the twilight, night vision goggles are the way to go, but people don't quite understand what exactly these clever bits of kits and goggles and visions turn darkness into light. Goggles that can turn darkness into light. So it depends on the lenses you're looking through, the apparatus you have before you. And I think that the lenses people have been looking through has affected their response to this pandemic. It's causing a lot of anxiety and fear, trauma, social upheaval, domestic violence, addiction, suicides, bankruptcy, loss. The night vision I'm in reference to is the fact that many of us don't know where we are, what's going on, or what's coming, what's around the corner. Hence, all of the horrible things happening to society and people at large, systemic effects, to some people it's a sad time, but some people are becoming opportunistic, some people are becoming more faithful because they see prophecies being fulfilled, some people are in denial, didn't think this time would come. There's just an all-out unassuredness amongst people, and the anxiety and the emotions are running pretty high. When it's dark and you can't see your way, you can feel very unsure and uncertain because we have an incessant need to be in control of our lives at all times, not understanding we actually aren't controlling anything except for how we react and respond, how we can prepare ourselves. Most High in life, this world will cause one door to close and another door to open. But when that first door shuts and the hallway is dark, there can be hell in the hallway waiting for another light to have a direction. I've come to find out that that direction that people are looking for they won't find when they're indecisive and have not taken control over the aspects of their life that they can control, which is preparedness, spiritually and physically, to be able to handle and deal with what's being thrown at you without the speculation and the different hearsays, especially coming from the media, that's causing a lot of cognitive dissonance and unassuredness in what you already should know and believe. Night vision goggles are a wonderful thing because suddenly they illuminate everything around you and what's happening when you, prior to putting them on, could not see anything and shook in a panic and fear. But you have this great invention, something that you can put on. My question to you is, what are you going to put on today so that you are not afraid of the darkness of not knowing what's coming upon this world? The Creator has given you a free will to take control of a soul, a body, and a spirit that can connect with Him. Because in this time of fear, anxiety, and unassuredness, you're going to have to, as Michelle Obama said, go higher as they go lower. But what happens with your going higher is that there's a Creator who's omniscient, all-knowing, and can see what's coming around the corner before the evil ones of this world can cause it to happen, because there are people that seek your demise because they feel like there's global warming, not enough food and water to sustain the earth, and they want to see depopulation. But there's somebody else, a supreme being that has the Most High, that has a better plan for His people, and has given us an opportunity with free will to use our spiritual vision, which is our night vision, to be able to navigate this narrative that's being thrown at us. And people will tell you that when you're connected spiritually, that what you're seeing is not real, because you really do have your night vision goggles on. Not that you're awoke. We're in a time of consciousness where everybody thinks they're awoke because of the vast information over the internet, which we're seeing now is being controlled by a bunch of young white male techies that are masturbating people's minds through social media and trying to dismantle society. Our dependence has to come back to an organic state. And what I mean by that, I don't believe in luck. Luck is to be defined. It would be when opportunity meets preparation in the right timing. But what I do want to say is that in order to see in the spirit, you've got to uplift your spirit by connecting with your Creator through prayer, meditation, and how you take care of your body. Not a time for fear. It's a time to be prepared for whatever does happen so that you find a place of peace that allows you to know and see. Why wouldn't you not want to connect with a Creator who can see what's coming, that can give you the information or the night vision spiritually to see what's trying to attack you and surround you? Because a lot of people aren't going to make it through these times because of stress, panic, heart attacks, sickness, gluttony, alcoholism. Now it's up to you to overcome these things, which destroy your immune system and can cause you to catch any type of sickness out here, including cancer, lupus, diabetes, heart attacks, and strokes, let alone some COVID-19, influenza. When you're living on the cusp of fear because you can't see what's coming, you expose yourself to sickness, when you are obedient to what everybody else is telling you to do because you cannot take control of your own life, these things can lead to your demise. Your demise. You need to control your mind or someone else will. We have to make a conscious decision, which most conscious decisions are based out of love. Love for oneself, love for one's creator, love for one's life and family. These are the things that we have to take control. And we don't have to adjust to the narrative that's being presented. We can create one that we know will provide a path of peace in our own independent lives. That spiritual fortitude only comes through what we talk about here a lot, which is prayer, inspiration, motivation, changing your circle and surrounding yourself with like-minded people that truly do care about you and want to walk in the same fashion, not caught up into materialism, finances, and trying to control this world and live in complete bliss because they decide to remain ignorant. We're no longer in Disneyland, folks. This is reality. And the fear of not having night vision is what's around you. You can safely navigate through this terrain and see where we're going once you can come back to self, inspire others, motivate others, and do the same for yourself. And keep telling yourself it's going to be all right, because guess what? You're more concerned about what's coming than what's here. This can still be a beautiful life for yourself. You are an eternal being, creature, as the scripture said, that the Creator, the Most High, knew who you were before you jumped into the body that's allowing you to experience life. There's a place you have to go back to and explain your actions while you were on this earth. Be the best you can be. Tear down the negativity that's around you. Build your faith, your hope, your heart, your mind, your spirit. These things ultimately will sustain you, and you will be guided and navigated through the darkness. It's amazing that some animals are born with night vision and other people have to buy apparatuses. Believe it or not, if you can tap into the prayer, meditation, overcoming oneself, you'll find that you have the ability to see through the darkness of times and still have peace and joy. This has been 180 Degree Wednesdays. I am Voorhees, and in the coming weeks, I want to make an announcement that I will have an opportunity to share excerpts from the book, audio version from myself, the book Sacred Mischief, which helps us to understand our purpose in life, even during these times. Remember, the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey and not a destination. Make these times the best of times in your own personal circle. Peace and blessings.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand. brand new. Anybody brand new?